This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The House has passed a bill that would overhaul policing. It would ban chokeholds and protection for officers called qualified immunity and ease requirements for prosecutors to pursue misconduct charges against officers. Texas Democratic Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee says the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act is not anti-police.
We honor those who have gone ahead to the bravery of supporting and defending those who need that. And then those who are engaged in misconduct, that is who this bill addresses. The tragic death of George Floyd has awakened the world and the nation to the gross injustice that too many African Americans face on a daily basis.
The bill now goes to the Senate. The House has passed a sweeping voting rights bill, too. It would require states to automatically register eligible voters and offer same-day registration, and it would restore the voting rights of former felons. Lawmakers in the House are now ending their work for the week because of the threat of another incursion at the U.S. Capitol today.
House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer told lawmakers they are changing their schedule and ending up their week's work now. An insider says it's because of threats by a militia group allegedly planning to storm the Capitol March 4th, which used to be the nation's inauguration date. Supporters of QAnon are saying they believe Thursday former President Trump will rise to power again. And after the deadly January attack at the Capitol, the House decided not to be in session for the day. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
More and more COVID-19 vaccine is reaching states, and as the supply of vaccine increases, cities and states are now making more and more Americans eligible for COVID-19 shots. This is AP News. The Texas power grid manager's out after a fierce winter storm knocked out power for millions. The AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The CEO of the Texas Power Grid has been fired in the latest fallout after the statewide blackouts that left millions without electricity and heat for days during an extended cold snap last month. Bill Magnus, the CEO of the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, was given a two-month termination notice by ERCOT's board in a meeting Wednesday night. Magnus made more than $876,000 in salary and other compensation in 2019. On Monday, Public Utility Commission Chairwoman Deanne Walker resigned her post. In Washington, the House Oversight Committee is opening an investigation of ERCOT. I'm Mike Gracia.
Most small businesses are not requiring COVID-19 tests for their employees. That from the Census Bureau. The latest on COVID and workers. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.